What's going on? Welcome back to Not a Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to the people that are afraid, the people that are avoiding taking action, the people that are scared to look stupid. I only have one question for these people today. And that question is, what gives you the right? What gives you the right to believe that you should be the only person that has ever gone down a path to becoming competent or successful at anything and not have to fail and not have to look stupid? If you look at any single person that is an expert in their field, that is the best at what they do, or even just very good at what they do, go back in time and you will find a window of time where they weren't as good as they are right now. The thing is, when we look at these successful individuals, we fail to realize that at one point, they didn't know what they were doing. But the reality is, every single one at one point had no clue what they were doing. No clue. Now, for some who have been doing their craft their entire life, like Magnus Carlsen in chess or LeBron James in basketball, you got to go back a long time ago to get to the little window of time where they didn't know what they were doing. But you look at every single one of these people that are so successful and they're so great at what they do, that their success overshadows their failures in the beginning. But every single one of them has them. Every single person has them. But you think you should be off the hook for those. You think that because you're scared to experience those, which it's scary, right? You don't want to be bad at something. You don't want to look stupid. It's embarrassing. It's not fun. But what makes you think, what in history, study any successful person, what in history makes you possibly think that you're going to get to point B from point A without following that path? It's not going to happen. It's a delusion that you are living in. I don't know what goes through your head. I don't know if you genuinely think. I don't know if it's just fear. You're just scared to move. Or you genuinely think that there's a path to where you want to go that doesn't include failure. Now, you just being scared, that's something we can talk about. But you thinking that there's a path to where you want to go without having to experience failure, without having to be embarrassed about something, like that's delusional. So I want you to drop that delusion right now. There is no path to where you want to go without looking stupid, without falling flat on your face. Every single person has a story that's similar to where you're at. And I know we live in a society where people like to snicker, people like to laugh at people who try things and who try to get competent at things. But one thing I want you to realize about those people that snicker, about those people that laugh at you, about those people that want to talk trash and say things about you, they're jealous. They might not say it, they might not actually believe it, but to some degree they are. They're jealous that you had the courage to try something new because they're too scared to do it. It's easy to sit up in your ivory tower, which is really just a cubicle, working your boring 9-to-5 job, not doing anything exciting, living on the same hamster wheel every day of a variety of different vices and social media networks and streaming platforms, and look down at someone like you who says, I want to try to do something different. They snicker at you for stepping out of line. Well, the line doesn't look too appealing. The line looks pretty miserable. In fact, there's a good chunk of people that are so miserable with the line, with what's normal, that they're on antidepressants. And they have the gall to laugh at you for trying something different. Now, that's jealousy. That's, I wish I had the courage to do that. And it's easy to laugh when you're in the beginning. But once you push through and you're on the other side, it's not so funny. It's not so funny anymore. So, going back to the main point, if you're afraid to move because you're afraid of what people might think, remember what I just said about those people. They're miserable. All the people that are the most successful at the thing you want to do would never make fun of you for trying. Mr. Beast would not make fun of somebody for making their first video. And by the way, this is a popular talking point that a lot of people are saying now. I said it first. Just want to point that out. My video went viral, and now everyone says it. But I had to toot my own horn a little bit there. Forgive me. But Mr. Beast wouldn't make fun of you for making your first video. A black belt in jiu-jitsu wouldn't make fun of you for walking in on the first day as a white belt. The world champion in boxing would not make fun of you for getting the shit kicked out of you your first time sparring. Because anyone who's been there on a real level gets it. They've been punched in the mouth. They've had videos get no views for years. They've been laughed at. They've gone through the ringer just like you. The people whose opinion you should be worried about are the people who've actually been there. The people that you're trying to emulate. If you actually admire those people and you're trying to emulate their career and do the thing that they want to do, or do the thing that they do, why are you listening to the peanut gallery over here that has no interest in any of the things that you have interest in, don't value the same things that you value, don't believe in the same things that you believe in? Why do you even care what they think? You guys are on totally different paths. You should be feeling sad for them. Not like, oh, what do they think of me? Be like, why aren't you trying to step out of line? Why aren't you trying to do anything different? Why are you just settling for the life that you have? Instead of trying to get their permission to do the thing that you want to do, ask them why they're not. Ask them why they are living on the hamster wheel, sitting there scared to what? Learn a new skill, make some content, roll around on the floor with a gi on? Like, that's what they're scared of? That's what you're scared of? There's no reason to be scared. There's no reason to be scared. What you should really be scared of is what you're actually avoiding. Because what you think you're avoiding is the critics. What you think you're avoiding is the snickering, is the laughing, is the trash talking, the little comments behind your back, the gossiping, the failure. That's what you think you're avoiding. But what you're really avoiding is the result. What you're really avoiding is the reward. What you're really avoiding is the top of the mountain that you want to be on. If you're sitting at the bottom of the mountain and you don't know how to climb it and you're scared to take the first step because you might slip and fall, how are you ever going to get to the top? If you avoid that first step, if you avoid that first good effort up the mountain, well, you're avoiding any chance of going to the top. You're avoiding any chance of achieving the thing you want. The only thing that guarantees your failure is you being so scared to try and so scared of the criticism that you just avoid it entirely. That's the only thing that guarantees your failure. As we talked about, every single successful person has taken that first step and slipped and fell. Good English, Matt. Every single person that has made that climb has fallen the way that you're scared to fall. You are not above that fall. You do not get to avoid that fall. Everybody falls the same fall. That is the key to competence. If you want confidence, if you want competence, if you want a skill set, if you want knowledge, it's going to take failure. It's going to take falling flat on your face. That's just the reality of life. You rack up experience. You rack up knowledge. Not by time, because a lot of people think like, oh, you're young. You don't know anything. I get that all the time. What do you know? You're 28. I've been getting that since I was 19. And what those people fail to realize is that you acquire knowledge by repetition, not time. Not consuming information. It's funny. There's kind of two crowds of people. Well, there's three crowds of people. The people that think time is what allows you to acquire knowledge, that just because you've lived enough time on this earth, that means that you are smarter than everybody else. Well, that would mean that the oldest person in the world is the smartest person in the world, which is very much not the truth. There's people that think that consuming information is what makes you smart and increases your ability to navigate the world, which is a little more true than the time argument. Because you're at least learning from other people's experiences and other people's repetitions. And then there's people who understand the actual truth, which is reps. Repetition is the game. The faster that you can make a mistake, acquire a new lesson, and then implement it, that's one rep. And the faster and more consistently and the speed at which you complete those reps, that's the speed at which you acquire knowledge. That's the speed at which you acquire experience. If you're trying to learn how to make really good videos and you can sit there, one option is to use the time argument, which is to basically spend 10 years on a video and make one video, right? The other guy spends 10 years learning everything he can about making a video before trying to make a video. And then the third guy makes a video every day for 10 years. In that 10-year span, who's going to learn the most about making videos? Who's going to learn the most about their craft? Who's going to be the most experienced and most skilled individual? Well, it is undoubtedly going to be the guy who did the most reps. And by you being scared to move, by you being scared to do anything, you're avoiding the reps. You're the worst of all those those options. You're just sitting around. You're just sitting on your hands. At least one guy's consuming information. One guy's taking a whole bunch of time to do kind of something. The third guy's doing the right thing, and you're just sitting on your hands because you're too afraid to do anything. You should be afraid of where that mentality is going to lead you. You should be more scared of the reality that you're going to end up in if you are scared to do anything because of what people think. You should be scared of the reality that one day you're going to be on your deathbed. And hopefully your family is going to be surrounding you. And you're going to be sitting there taking your last breaths. Your heartbeat starts to slow. And you sit there and say, well, at least nobody thought I looked stupid. At least the people from high school, you know, didn't think mean things about me. I didn't do any of the things that I wanted to do, but at least I got their approval. At least they didn't think poorly of me. I haven't talked to them in 50 years. I can't even remember their names. I couldn't provide for my family the way I wanted to. They're going to be foot in a giant funeral bill because I had all these ambitions that I never executed on because I was scared of what a handful of people who didn't even really matter in the long run. I could have provided an entirely different reality for my entire family. I could have changed the direction of my entire lineage, my entire bloodline. But, you know, those mean comments, those little insults, they really get to you. Is that what you want? Is that the reality that you aspire for in your life? I don't think so. You are scared of a boogeyman that doesn't even matter. I got ridiculed over and over and over again for making the videos that I make. I still get ridiculed over and over and over again for making the videos that I make. I guarantee that there are people within my circle right now that make fun of me for making the videos that I make. I guarantee there's family members that look at what I do on the internet and make fun of me behind my back. But you know what? I'm doing what I think is right. I have ambitions. I have goals. And that matters to me a whole lot more than their opinion. The world that my son grows up in, the household that my son grows up in, matters to me a whole lot more than what my second or third cousin thinks about me. Or what my old coworkers think about me. Or what some guy that I was acquaintances with at one point or some guy that I went to high school with thinks about me. I'm sure they all think it. I don't give a fuck. And that's the mentality that you need to have. Your ambition needs to be greater than your fear. It should be. So remember that. What you're avoiding is not the critics. What you're avoiding is not the failure. What you're avoiding is the reward.